Welcome to the Fatty Z Muskie Podcast. I'm Andy. Joined on the phone, I have Vance. Good evening, Vance.
How are we doing, Big Chest Nation?
You weren't addressing me. I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. We have Brandon Lilly. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
What's up, guys? I am fantastic.
And tell everyone what you're doing right now.
Right now, I'm driving to get some gas in my car like a broke high school student because I'm sitting in my driveway and it's on deady, the light is flashing, and I don't want my Bluetooth to get disconnected, so I'm driving about 4 miles to get some fuel.
That's a good idea.
Apparently I'm in 11th grade.
Okay.
Wait, I was in 11th grade two days ago. I was fishing. I did a full day into a 5 to 9. And the 5 to 9 charter I've fished with them probably like 30 times. And my kicker is down. I don't have a kicker. So I've been burning gas like crazy with a big motor, making runs and trolling. I'm talking like 13 to 15 gallons a day. And that's a lot for our, the Lake of Chautauqua. I'm sure a lot of muskie fishermen out there burn a lot more making runs, but I have this full tank and I'm looking at E the whole time. And I'm like, there's no way it was on E, but it was like clicked up to, two or three little notches. So I figured I'd be fine. I'm pretty low, but I'd be good. And I'm like, 2 miles away from the ramp. We're still trolling and everything just cuts out. And I'm like, I was just like, brother, it's over. We are effed. And it was dusk and I had to drop the trolling motor and we putzed in at 2:08. For about 2 miles. We got in at pitch dark and I had to put the boat on the trailer like that. So I was not doing good. I was also in high school, so don't feel bad.
Okay. But
I'm just going to be quiet.
I guess, Vance, the only thing that I can say is when you're putting that much fuel in your boat, you can't live that way and not be rich.
Oh, that's true.
So
I mean, we all know that.
Man.
Yeah. Well,
hopefully your customers were understanding of your 11th grade situation, junior high school fuel situation.
Oh, they were. I was pissing, laughing.
It is pretty awesome, but
it's terrible. We kept the lines out.
If I was fishing with you and I didn't know you, like we weren't friends like we are, I would just be like, oh my God, this guy is an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I felt. But yes, and also I had lines out at 2:08. I felt like I was an idiot.
Yeah,
otherwise I would have laughed. I mean, these guys were clients.
They were staying with me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it happened at a good time. First time customers, that would have been like, that may have been a bad review.
No, and I was like, don't worry, we'll put the lights on. And I hit all these buttons.
Oh, no.
And I thought my lights were on the entire time. It was pitch black out. And I got in and I didn't have any of my lights on. So I was just putzing around out there in the danger zone with no effing lights on. I was like, what the fuck? It's insane. The buttons were lit up red like they were on, but I was just
you gotta have out there. Everyone knows the anchor light jiggle. You got to put the anchor light in and give it a jiggle, and then it turns on. Did you give it a jiggle?
I was firing on all cylinders.
Apparently, you were, Captain Phillip.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, like going back what Brandon said, that if this would have been like a first timer, let's say I went with you and I was the first time not knowing you, I probably would have made the comment like, if you were out of gas, I would have paid you ahead of time So you would have at least finished the trip like, you know, a responsible captain.
We were on overtime. I was out there for way too long.
And then you just added a whole nother hour by going in on 36 volts.
It's like you're going to see how they hit in the dark here. You're going to go slow.
Yeah.
Drop the trolling motor because they'll hear you.
And you were probably still pulling boards, weren't you?
No, I pulled the boards in so I can get an extra
2/10 of a mile an hour.
Exactly.
That's great.
All good, though.
Man, we're completely out of order on this. So that there was Muddy Creek Fishing Guides, Vance. How about you?
I was not acting. It was a friend's trip that I also accepted payment for.
Hey guys, just so you know, the trip is this much for gas, but when I got to use the trolling motor, these things don't charge for free.
Yeah. Anyway, Muddy Creek Fishing Guides, mcfishandguides.com. Give us a call. We have some Monday through Thursdays open in October, and we're going to fish into the first couple weeks of November. Other than that, we're pretty booked up. Give us a call. We're going to be opening up the 2020 books here shortly. It's been a great season. I love this lake. I don't know what else to say about that. And I love taking the clients out and let me do what I love to do. So thank you, everybody who's on the books. Thank you, everybody who's come out. Get a hold of us for October, and we'll get you on some fish. And when we're getting you on some fish, we'll be in Ranger Boats. Big shout-out to them for sponsoring Muddy Creek Fishing Guides and this show. Check out all your Ranger needs at Vic's Sports Center, which is in Kent, Ohio. Service, boat sales, winterization, whatever. They sell StarCraft, Star Welds, and the Ranger boat, and they got a couple airplane hangers filled with boats and service.
I thought you were going to say Zeppelins, so check them but out. Okay.
And that too. So check them out. When you come out with us, you will be using St. Croix rods, best rods on earth. They just sent me a couple new ones. Because I broke three of them. And I just opened those up and actually I'm tight roping the rod tube that they sent them in and almost fell off. So check St. Croix rods out. Give them a fair shake. Great service. Great warranty. You can say whatever the hell you want and they'll get you a new one. If it's not fixable, pay a couple extra bucks. You get a beautiful new rod. So check them out.
Incredible. All right. Fatty Z Muskie products, fattyzmuskie.com. A lot of Facebook messages this week, Vance. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I can't pay attention on that phone out there. I'm running out of gas and stuff.
Okay. I thought you were going to plug the phone in to keep the batteries charged.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, a lot of boat setup questions. Feel free to ask. I have no problem giving advice, even if it's for different manufacturers. I give my honest opinion and good points of direction. Then it's up to you guys. Other than that, baits, not a lot of them. But who should have them is Muskie Tackle Online or Team Rhino Outdoors. Look for those two online stores to have them because I think, gosh, there's O'Donnell's down by Todd. I don't know what their inventory is there, but Vance, what does Hogan's Hut look like?
Nothing, and there's nothing in the state park as well. So check out all the online retailers. We're going to do our best to we're just going to try and do our best.
That's all you can ask for, right? We're all going to die anyway, so.
Very negative look on it, but we're going to have swimmers eventually. I am looking at it.
I want to drop a little bomb on this one. There might be someone that's also picking up the airbrush. There's some talk in the mix here.
Yeah.
A little bit of VC coming. And I'm not talking, you know, 1969 VC. I'm talking like Vance Customs.
Yeah. I'm oh my God. We'll see.
Come on. I need help.
Yeah. Oh, I know you do. Trust me. Believe me. I know you need help.
I know.
Look at you.
Just look at me. I'm a balding, overweight 35-year-old.
Oh my God.
Thanks.
Just look at it. Would you just look at it?
Oh my God.
Are you done filling up yet?
Yeah, dude, I'm 336 miles to empty.
Okay.
Well, at least you're responsible now.
Like, yeah, so I'm adulting once again.
Adulting. I hate those posts.
If anybody's wondering why I sound like I have my thumbs in my nostrils, I'm not really sure why, but since Amber and I returned from vacation, we both sound like this. And Hayes actually has like some nasal stuff going on too. I think climate change.
Oh,
sounds like something that Andy would know the answer to, because he's definitely the smartest one on this phone call.
It could be Ebola. Where'd you guys go?
I hope not. You know what's funny is we did make, when we were on a cruise, we went on a Southern Caribbean cruise out of Miami. Well, we did stop at the Dominican Republic.
And you ate some bush meat?
I did not drink or eat anything off of that boat. I was petrified. I'm sure anybody that watches the news.
Isn't that where everybody's disappearing now?
Well, they're disappearing and they're just dying. They're just, yeah. You drink alcohol there, you could die. I don't know how much you've seen, how much of the news you've seen about it, but it's pretty wild. So basically, locals, just a quick summary for those that aren't up to speed on it. The locals are making what we would call here in West Virginia or PA, anywhere on the East Coast, probably moonshine.
Don't wrap the PA people up with West Virginia.
Well, you don't want to get moonshine in Dominican. I guess they don't know about the first little bit of moonshine that comes out. You have to basically get rid of it because it's
toxic.
Essentially toxic. Like it's monkey rum from the Prohibition age.
Well, that's what's going on. They're not getting rid of the bad stuff. When people are drinking and dying.
Whoa. That's not fun.
Yeah. No, it's not cool.
That is not cool at all.
Okay. No. So where did you stop on this cruise?
Oh, we stopped at San Juan, Puerto Rico. We stopped at St. Thomas, Dominican Republic. And what am I forgetting?
Did you have your baby with you?
Yeah, we took it. It was a baby.
Wow.
Nothing says good parenting like putting your kid in extreme danger in third world countries.
Yes. Yeah. And make them drink.
Oh my God, I hate y'all both. Every time this happens to me on this show.
But, okay, when the boat would dock, let me ask you this. Were there people that kind of like rushed there to try to like braid hair? Offer you trinkets for sale, such as like rock coats for your lady?
No.
Okay.
No. The only place I have experienced what you just described is the Bahamas. That happens there.
I know. That's happened to me there. So I was just curious if it happened
elsewhere.
That's the
only stop. No, I've never had that happen any other stop at the Bahamas.
Yeah.
It was all good. That's why I sound ridiculous, like I have a cold in the middle of winter.
Because you drank some of the moonshine.
And go ahead, poke the West Virginia accent in there as well. I know one of you are dying.
No,
I'm not going to make fun of it. You are very proud of your state.
Yeah. That's how you are.
I am.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's get through these plugs. Okay, Muskies Inc., join your local chapter. Whole bunch of cool, great things are happening there. Let's see. There is a tournament coming up in October. It's Beast of the East Tournament. It is chapter, I think 64, Nittany Valley Muskie Alliance. Check it out off their website. It's a fly fishing only tournament. There's much better description of rules than what I'm pulling off my memory, because I'm thinking of a whole bunch of other things right now and I should be more professional, but look that up. Also, the Muskie Max vendors, booths are filling up very fast. Get a hold of Sean, hop on the website, get your spot reserved today. There were not very many left the last time I looked, so keep that in mind. That is coming early March for those who are not getting a booth and want the dates. Crap, I forget them. 6th and 7th, I think?
March. No, March 7th and 8th. Brandon, do you have your booth?
I do not have my booth yet.
Well, you're still in vacation mode.
No. I'll make a quick disclaimer. I'm not sure if I'll be attending this year.
Oh,
nothing to do with that show. That's actually my favorite show. I like all the shows, but I will say PA's my favorite. I love that show. Like seeing everybody, it's well ran. A lot of people come out. So
is it anything?
Everybody's like,
no, I want to bring this up. Is this what we talked about like a month or so ago? We had an extended phone conversation. We talked about the shows. Is it has to do with that? Okay, you
I'm
don't
drawing
remember.
A blank. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. It's been a hectic day.
All right.
I want to drop the bomb here because this is going to be like public knowledge anyhow in the next week.
Someone's due.
Yes, we are. Hayes is going to be a big brother.
Oh.
Yep.
I love that.
We're expecting another January 21st.
I got you.
So, yeah, that's going to make show season tough. Obviously, Ohio's definitely out. Chicago's, we didn't go last year. PA's going to be tough. I'll be feeling it out, you know. I'd like to go, but it's going to be tough with the newborn at home, the maniac Hayes, that wild man. Son of mine.
Amen. Love him.
So, yeah, it's mostly friends and family. All our friends, close friends here at home and family know. So, I might as well blast the world. Amber and I were actually talking about, putting up a little social media post in the next few days. Because you're not really pregnant until it's on Facebook, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I've never had kids then.
Plus a few.
But yeah, man, we're excited.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
We'll talk about how excited you are off the air.
No, he is excited.
Yeah, I am excited. What kind of punk comment is that? Yeah. Shut up, man.
This was in a good light. I have two. I wanted to tell you the joys of that, and now you're crucifying me.
Yeah, I am. Hey, cross your fingers, it's a girl, both of you. Everybody listening, cross your fingers, it's a girl.
If not, you're going to have to go round three.
Okay.
Amber really wants a girl.
I want to hear the rationale. Yeah. Is it for Amber?
The reason that we want to...
That you want a girl that everyone... Girl. You're having the collective...
We're making this sound horrible.
No, I'm curious at, like, cross your fingers. Like, why should the collective will of everyone listening...
Because everybody knows if you try, you keep trying for one, you know, until you get it.
Well, I have a boy. I have my boy. I really wanted a boy. I'm so thankful I got my dude. Amber really wants a girl, and I hope that she gets it. I mean, and if not, part of me deep down, I'm like, oh, God, if this is a boy, she's going to make me go for three. So, yeah, I'd like to quit it too, man.
After she's going to be outnumbered, yeah.
Yeah, I want this to be a girl, and I'm going to get the old snip and burn treatment, man. It's just what's going down.
And then you're going to go back on a cruise and teach that little thing how to drink again. You get to do it all over.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay.
Well, congratulations.
I agree with this. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Dude, congrats. That's freaking sweet.
Thanks, man.
Okay,
thanks.
So you dropped two bombs on us. I'm all mixed up on the plugs. Brandon, so, hit up your
one
plugs.
Last one.
Oh,
Baker Bates, check them out. Big shout out to Zach Baker. Use them, get them chewed. Big shout out to him.
Okay.
Now, Brandon,
bring us some good news.
Bring us.
I just brought you some great news.
Bring well, some after, good news.
Yeah, but well, okay. You might have taken that the wrong way, God. Because the way I said good news was I was talking musky fishing, not your personal life. Okay. There's a chance you're not going to the shows. Now that I clarified that, continue. What do you do, Brandon? Brandon, talk about Figure Eight and where people can find that.
Figure Eight, www.figure8muskygear.com. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook. We just dropped some new t-shirts earlier this week that have been going over really well. Check those out. We still got a pretty large selection of dry fits in stock, and we're getting ready to roll out some new hoodies for fall.
I got to ask you a question.
I just want to say the dry fits are amazing. Keep you cool. I've been wearing them. You should check those out. My favorite is the white one. It keeps me cool. Everybody get on there and check them out and buy some Figure Eight gear, because those drinking packages, especially when you buy three on the cruises for the little one, they're not cheap. So we got to recoup here.
Oh, God.
Okay, I got two questions for you. The one should be a really fast answer. The second one is going to be a little bit more involved. First question.
Okay.
Do you offer anything in a cutoff?
Yes. Not a true cutoff. We offer a tank. We do have a tank top, but in your world, that's not a cutoff.
No, that's not. Okay, so no. Second.
No.
All right. Thank you for the clarification. Second, have you ever had a new design, a new shirt, a new something actually flop? Like, this really sucked. We're not making this again.
Not so much on the shirts, but I have had a couple hats that didn't do so well, and I was like, yeah, I'm never doing this again.
Interesting. Why do you think that is?
I don't know if they just didn't like the collar scheme or what. No, not really. And then one, it's just, you never know. One particular hat we took to a show in Chicago. And they just sat there on the table. And this was the first time this hat had been seen anywhere. So Amber and I are like, well, I guess that was a bad idea. Well, Tony Grant comes by my table. And Tony's like, man, I love that hat. The hat that nobody else is buying.
That should tell you something right there.
Tony loved it. He loved it. And he wore that hat all year. Caught a bunch of fish in it. I see him all the time in it. Anyhow, we get back from the show. I'm like, well, I'm going to throw them online, hopefully move a few of them. I put those hats online, and I sold every single one of them in a week. And people love them. Couldn't move it at the show.
What's your takeaway on that?
I don't know, man. You just never know. you just never know. And the same thing with a hoodie. We did a hoodie one time in Kentucky collars for the Kentucky show. If you go on our Instagram or Facebook, you'll see it and look through the photos. People wearing this like blue, white, and gray hoodie. We ran it for that Kentucky show originally. It did not do well. Even those Kentucky collars, put it online. I couldn't keep them in stock fast enough.
Hmm.
So who knows? I mean, you just never know.
I mean, we do that with colors on lures all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
when I have baits.
Yeah.
It's been years. I don't even know what one looks like.
Yeah.
Anyways, not to make this about me. All right.
Oh, of course.
Brandon.
How do you like to dry fits, Andy, when you're out on the water sweating, working really hard, fishing for those muskies?
Oh my gosh, I'd be telling you the truth if I say I'd never wore one.
Is it because you've never fished, or
No, it's because I don't have one.
Well, we generally like to get people wearing those that musky fish. When's the last time you went out and got on a nice musky?
Oh gosh, it was
2017.
September of 17.
Are you just messing with me, or this is true?
No, honest to God, true. I mean, I had a two fish day casting for a couple hours. When I popped like a upper 20-pound, 45-inch fish, I said, "This is so easy. Why do I have to keep doing this?" So, Brandon, tell me about your big 30-pound fish.
Hey, I saw an opportunity and I had to take it. Since you usually give me about 8 times a show. But yeah, I've caught a whopping 4 muskies this year.
Oh my God, I'm on the show with a bunch of losers.
Vance caught 4 yesterday.
I caught 15 yesterday.
Tell me you made that number up, please.
No.
He just called a bunch of losers. The guy who's literally has the network set up to record the show. And another guy that runs a successful business out of his basement.
Yeah.
Hey, and Vance lives out of a camper.
Yeah, so we're the losers somehow in this.
Hey, listen, I help a lot with both businesses. Understand that.
Yeah, but I had to hit back, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, anyone on here can relate when you've got a toddler home. It cuts into fishing time, but...
Just wait till number 2 comes along, because I'm going to...
I can only imagine, dude. I can only imagine, but I'll be all right. Plenty of people have done it before me.
Pretty decent strategery. When was Hayes born?
Hayes was born in May 22nd, 18. They'll be 20 months almost to the day apart.
But nice. Didn't he come early? The other one's... Not to talk over Vance. Didn't he come early?
Yeah, he came a little over 3 weeks early, yeah.
Okay.
Strategery. You got him out of hunting season, you know?
That was definitely strategic. That was not an accident.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going through now. We gotta do some strategery on stuff like that.
Well, just do your math. Do a little bit of simple math. Avoid Valentine's Day. Avoid any time in February.
Well, here's the thing. It's got to be kind of like a December baby, so I'll be home because I'm gone from end of May till November. And in hunting season, so you can knock that off.
Okay, so Pennsylvania rifle season typically starts end of November and goes through mid-December.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that one in mind if you're going to try to time it.
Yeah, it's tough.
What the hell?
I was cutting it close this time. I mean, January, that works, but...
If I have a baby in December in that rifle season, you know, there'll probably be a bunch of better looking bucks on the property anyway. So,
yeah. Well,
there'll be definitely more bucks, like probably 2 more bucks.
Oh, yeah.
Because the doe tags that are filled typically are not doe.
Should I say what happened? I've been so busy up here guiding and stuff that I almost didn't get my doe tags. Not that that really matters, but. I like to call them antlerless deer tags.
Mm-hmm.
When I got one, and I didn't get a bonus, so I have one shot to get a doe this year. I've got one instead of 2. I have one shot to get a doe.
This is your year, though. I think it's going to happen for you.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
Okay, I need to at least explain this for people who don't know. Pennsylvania. You cannot buy your antlerless tags over the counter with your general hunting license. It needs to be sent in a very stressful pink envelope that's filled out to the T. It is not as easy as you think. That system, I think, is currently being reviewed if it's going to maintain that way. But it has been that way forever. And just in the last couple years, they issue bonus tags. And bonus tag is... any tags that are not sold through the first round. Then, so the antlerless tags go through a first round for residents. Then some X amount of days later, non-residents have a shot at those unsold tags for your unit. Any tags left over beyond the non-residents, it goes up for second round or bonus tags. Then there would be a third after that, should there be any left over. There are some units that essentially you can walk into the courthouse and just buy as many as you want because you can't kill enough deer in these areas. But in the unit that I'm in, you're not going to get a second bonus tag, and you're pretty fortunate to get a bonus tag. And Vance had an opportunity this year to fill out his own envelope and send it in himself, and he's not bad. He shot 50%. He got
I sent him in at the same time, though, so the one was like immediately denied.
Correct. So
wow,
it's a dinosaur.
We're losers,
system.
Andy.
Hey, I'm no comment. Hey, I know what you're saying, though.
I mean, it's a dinosaur system. Envelope.
Now, Vance, let me ask you this: if they would have gone on sale to the general public with your hunting license over the counter, would you have got a doe tag?
Yeah, because I had to go get my hunting license.
But you got your hunting license 4 days before the end of the before bonus opened up.
That's true.
So you were late to the party to begin with.
I was fishing. It was tough. It's a good excuse. I was fishing.
Hey, I'm not denying
on that. Can't hate that.
Yeah.
Vance, how is that new house you built?
I couldn't tell you. I don't even know if it's there.
That is the level of dedication that Vance has. So for anyone who doesn't know, I'll fill this in because it's a little more of an inside joke right now for Vance and I. Vance currently has a camper parked at a campground that is near Chautauqua Lake. You moved in on that one podcast that you had to forward reverse a million times to get your boat out. Mm-hmm. And you have not been home since late May. You were approaching 3 months of not stepping foot in your own house that you're paying the mortgage.
Correct.
Okay. That is the level of dedication you're going to get.
When you're on the trips, no doubt. Perfect. And yes, we did catch 15 yesterday, Brandon.
Wow. My mind is blown.
It's nice.
Were you with Dave yesterday, or was that a couple days before?
No, that was a couple days before.
Okay.
He had some really decent days with me. Nice big 49. And,
yeah, I seen it on your Instagram. I live vicariously through guys like yourself, and it's almost as good as being there watching your Instagram stories and old Dave double drags posting up these giants with you.
Oh yeah,
he's
good. He's good. He's learning the system. He's doing really well.
This is amazing. Apparently. I am seeing myself 4 years ago in Brandon right now. He's in that stage, Vance. Have you noticed that?
It's the stage you warned him about.
It's you start enjoying just looking at other people's success on fishing while just becoming, you know, you're building this family and stuff. It's a great, beautiful thing, Brandon. Keep talking. I'm this is memory lane.
It was a full moon thing. That's when I'm just going to cut you off right there, so no one's bored. But it was a full moon thing. One of those days where it all just happens. We always get decent fish, and decent fish around the moon, whether it's like one day before, 2 days before, one day after, which we did again today. But it was one of the neatest full moon days that I experienced on the lake in a long time. Actual date is 10 of the fish were over 40, And that's a big number here. That's a nice healthy Chautauqua Lake fish. And they were just pounding, and we missed some too. And I know Todd had a nice day. He caught two big fish. And it was just, it's always funny when you look back at the records and your logs of what your days were. And we're just like, yeah, well, we caught, a dozen on this day, and it was horrible. It was not supposed to be a good fish day. And then you look at the full moon day and everything kind of aligns. And it was just one of those kind of lights out moons, August was kicking butt. So, I wonder what it was like for other people across the country, if the bite was good, yesterday for that August moon. I would imagine it was, but really, really nice, nice moon. So you guys should have fished.
Yeah, we should have. But Brandon, yeah, you have a tournament to talk about before we keep going down these side paths.
I do have a tournament to talk about. Our third annual Muskie in the Mountains coming up September 28th and 29th. Open water, West Virginia, fish anywhere in the state, river, creek, lake, your choice.
By land or by boat?
However you like to do it. Two-man teams. We have had one by land one year. We've had some kayaking teams. You name it, man. We'll let you in. As long as you follow the rules, we'll let you in. We're hoping this year is going to be a record year as far as number of teams. 2017, we had 43 teams. 2018, last year we had 58 teams. This year, I'd really like to see it crack 75. So we'll see.
What are the odds you think you're going to crack 75?
Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Brandon.
I don't know where I cut out at. I'm top there.
You wanted 75 teams, and I was asking, do you think, what are the chances you're going to reach that?
At this stage in the game, it's hard to tell, but I think it's pretty high. What I've learned over the last couple years is, everybody likes to wait last minute to register, and I get it. You want to hold on to your money probably as long as you can. Like last year, 10 days before early registration was over, which, speaking of which, so this year, try to register prior to the end of this month. August 31st is the cutoff for early registration.
You have 2 weeks, people. Get registered.
2 weeks. After that, it jumps up $30. Anyhow, last year we had around 15 teams, I think, prior to early registration being over. We went from 15 to the last day of early registration to like 45 in 10 days. So people just, they wait last minute. It does slightly stress me out. Amber tells me to breathe. She's like, calm down. It'll be okay, This is the drill. Everybody waits.
There's always
this small
true.
Part of your brain. You're like, oh, my God, I hope I don't have to call this thing off. Nobody's registering. But people text me. People message me on Facebook, Instagram. They're like, hey, man, we're fishing. We just haven't signed up yet. So
that's true, though. I mean, we wait before we do that PMTT in Kentucky and to watch the water levels and stuff. So maybe people do that. I'm sure they do, but that's just one factor that goes into it when you're going to plan a trip. I know when Todd and I went gun ho into it, and we were just like, we're signing up early.
What happened?
We went down there and it was 30 foot over normal pool, and that was insane. But I believe people will come out for this great event.
Yeah, I hope so. I think a lot, some people, I talk to some people and a lot of different people, I feel like people get intimidated. You know, they say, oh, such and such is fishing. This guy's fishing. You know, they might say, well, Vance is fishing or Tony Grant fishes every year. So people think, man, one of these like big name anglers is going to win this thing. And rarely does that, is that,
that never happens. Yeah.
Best story. This is great marketing right here for me. I'm kind of glad it worked out this way because it really puts a light on that. Last year, the team that won, A, they had never fished at Stonewall Jackson, which is where they won the tournament. It gets even better. Not only had they not ever fished on that body of water one day in their life, one of the guys that made up the team was a muskie guy, a big muskie fanatic like we all are. He was having trouble finding someone to fish with him. He invited a good friend of his that is a fanatic bass fisherman. So the guy loves to fish, but he never really fished muskies. So that's the team. You got a muskie guy and a bass guy. The bass guy ends up sticking two fish. I think it was a 44 and a 49. The bass guy never caught. He had never caught a muskie prior to this tournament in his life. They won the tournament.
That's pretty incredible.
Is he still a bass guy after catching, you know, like 93 yes. inches of muskie?
I bet you.
Yes, he is still a bass guy.
It's kind of hard when you. I think when people are avid bass fishermen, it's just like the avid muskie fisherman. You're not going to change. You're not going to be like, okay, I'm going to go and fish for bass now if you're a muskie guy. And the guy that's really into bass is not going to be like, I'm going to switch. That's it. I'm doing all muskies now. It's just, you don't see that. There's some people that like fish for a little bit of everything, grow up flipping for bass, walleyes, whatever, panfish. They do everything. Then they catch a muskie. I see that more often. Yeah. People are just like, holy crap. I'm not fishing for anything else now. I was one of those guys.
Me too.
But when people are like way into bass, they're just, it's ironclad. It's not changing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not sure if they're coming back this year or not. I haven't talked to them. I hope they do, but I just thought that was really cool that they came and won the tournament.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time with tournaments. You never know what's going to happen. You know, you have a puncher's chance, and especially always. when it comes to muskies, you just never know what is going to happen. You could come down there and said never fish for muskie before and stick a 44 in a 49. That's the fun thing about the sport. Sometimes you get lucky, and obviously if the guy was a bass fisherman, he could handle a rod and reel. But you know. Anything can happen. The nice tournament. Are you doing the big thing at the lodge again?
Yeah. We're going to do the banquet and everything. Will be at Stonewall again. So that's kind of like the hub, if you want to call it that. We'll have the banquet after the tournament on Sunday. We'll do the awards and payout and everything. We're paying 5 deep again this year. Trophies. Same big trophies you've seen in the last 2 years. We use the same trophy manufacturers, the PMTT, so they're super nice, high-quality trophies. And then we do also do the big 3-foot checks, kind of a cool souvenir for your man cave if you do get into the money.
That's cool.
This is our biggest payout. This will be our biggest payout to date by far. So first place is – I can't name them all from memory. First place I know is 4,600.
That's super.
That's not a bad day for fishing, right?
Hell no. Couple
no.
days.
Now, awesome. Is there any difference in the rules from last year? Any changes, tweaks, anything like that?
No changes.
No changes.
So, same format. Same everything.
Yeah. So I apologize for the car door. Say
what are you
hello,
getting out of there?
Amber. Amber, say hello. You're on Fat AZ Podcast, like it or not, and you don't want all your fans out there to think you're not friendly.
Hi. Say hello.
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 Hi.
Hayes remembers me.
Yeah, Hayes is your dude, man. He's back there too, and luckily he's being good.
It's like 10 o'clock. It's like 10 o'clock at night. Why is he still up?
Listen, let's not get sidetracked. We're talking about my tournament, Andy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to tell Amber. I don't know if you heard Amber. She said, "I'm not talking. I sound sick."
He's on island. They're still on island.
I was going to let Amber know. I briefed them, Amber. They understand why we sound this way.
How about that little sound when you open up the door?
Andy frowns upon you for taking our infant son out of the country.
Is that your normal door, your door chime for your truck?
Yeah.
When you keep the keys in the ignition or the lights on or something?
Actually, I think it was just where Amber hadn't put her seatbelt on yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. You guys are traveling right now?
Oh, my God. Can we stay focused?
I just want to know what's going on.
We are traveling right now.
Is it dinner time?
Where are you guys heading?
We're headed back to my house.
Wow.
Where were you at?
I don't know that feeling.
Listen, you're getting too intimate here, Andy.
Well, no, because we already took the trip to the gas station with you.
We've got about a 15-minute ride home, but Hayes is very tired. He's not making a peep.
Okay. Wow.
This is going to be all good. Amber has joined us. This is... Everybody likes Amber more than me, let's be honest.
Oh, easily.
I'm not going to comment on anything there because it's just a trap. He's setting up a trap, Vance.
You're in third place in the house, and you're in third place in my book, too, because Hayes is my dude.
I'm third place in your book. I'm actually fifth place in the house because we have two dogs.
Oh, there you go. Keep it that way, Amber. Don't let that guy... do anything. Put them to work.
Yeah.
You better enjoy this hunting season, Brandon. That's all I have to say.
Shut up. I am going to. The pressure is on to kill a big one this year.
Did you kill a big one when I don't know if I can go down this road, but did you kill a big one when your first child was born?
Yeah, so Hayes was born May 2018, and punched probably my favorite big buck tag to date the day after Christmas on a deer that I had been chasing for 4 years.
It's incredible. And Andy, didn't you do the same thing?
2017. Well, okay, what are we talking about? To kick off my hot streak. 2014, I shot that one buck in the backyard 3 days before Owen was born. So Kara came back to look at it, and she was ripe to pop. So, and then
she's probably thrilled.
She was extremely thrilled. I called her up and I said, "Look out the window, I got a deer," and she was in disbelief. But that kicked off my hot streak of 6 bucks in 5 years. So
wow,
nice.
We're gonna see how this goes.
Yeah, so I got some really cool pictures of with the buck with Hayes in them, and that really meant a lot. I wanted to get a big one with him, and it was down in the ninth inning, day after Christmas. I was actually having Christmas dinner the day before I killed him, and I had a cell camera on the deer. And, of course, like an hour before dark, there's the deer at my stand. I'm sitting there feeding my face like, oh, my God, why?
What goes through what really goes through your mind? Because I know we talked about this like a couple days ago. Just lay it out there, the roller coaster ride
are you worried? Well, I don't know what a cell cam is. What the hell is that?
It sends photos to your cell phone. You basically, Amber's laughing at you, Vance.
I'm so sorry. City boy here, okay? I'm not
holy
pretend hillbilly.
It, Yeah, it's just you receive a text message with the photo. It's great. Andy and I talked about this for like 30 minutes earlier this week. It's a game changer, really.
With hard-ons. But the I would be nervous like that late in the season. Don't you get nervous like that the horns would drop or something, like the bus nuts might not be around anymore, because that's pretty late in the season.
Yeah, it's really late, and yes, we were. That was definitely a concern. Thank you for God's sake. Sorry, we're having a baby distraction here.
Oh my!
Yeah, this makes for great podcasting. Keep this up, Brandon. People love this.
Oh yeah, we're
okay. So I don't know if you've seen the video of us taking the deer out of the woods, but me and two other friends actually carried the deer the entire way out of the woods because we were scared of pulling the horns off. So we didn't want to drag him by his antlers, so we actually carried him over our shoulder all the way up steep West Virginia ridges.
Let me ask you.
It was a long night.
I would imagine, but this is a legit question, and this is not an original thought by myself, but I'm just going to ask you this. Have you ever thought of just quartering them out and then backpacking them out rather than carrying them like a canoe from lake to lake?
Yeah, I have quartered them out, but I've never quartered out a big one.
Okay.
Mainly, too, because I really want pictures with this deer with Taze, you know?
Okay, well, that's a legit excuse. I was just wondering if, because you're not living in exactly flat terrain over there, and a buck of that size, that took
zero
some calories.
Flat terrain.
Correct.
From where the deer fell to the side by side took us about an hour.
Two dudes.
Three
dragon.
Dudes.
Three dudes.
Carrion. There was no dragon.
No dragon. Zero dragon. Vance missed that part about carrying the deer.
Well, I thought carrying and dragon was, you know, same thing.
Next show, Amber said she'll bring you up to speed on deer talk.
That's fine. Hey, full disclosure, I suck at hunting. I don't know.
Has Amber shot a deer?
Yeah, she shot several deer.
Amber, have you shot a doe?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just checking.
You are a murderer, so... You know, I just don't know how you shoot those women deer.
I don't know all the details, but I think Vance has a hard time killing doe. That's all I can figure out.
No, I just, the opportunity doesn't come around.
Okay, Brandon, I thought this was common knowledge, but Vance has been hunting since 2015, and he has shot...
Nostalgic look back.
He has shot nine deer since 2015. All of them have been males.
You talked about
really
a hot streak there.
See, you're not a bad hunter. That's good numbers, man.
That's a hot streak.
The hot
nine
streak.
Bucks in 4 years. Well, 3 years, right?
And
no, four.
Of those nine males, three you would put an antlered tag on.
Okay.
Meaning that there are six button bucks mixed in there.
Now we're getting a little too specific. One of which was on like a paid hunt that they were like, if you shoot a button buck, you will get killed yourself. I shot the thing. I shot it and couldn't see. I couldn't find it, but like, I like walked like 2 miles in the woods trying to find this thing, but it was just like the other tracks of probably like the other deer, which were doe, but I decided to shoot like the dumb button buck that came out first. And it ran like 3 yards and then fell into a tree, and all the guts came out because I gut shot the thing, and it was like 20 yards away from me. And I just was like, boom. And then shot it right in the guts. Like it hit a, it ran into a tree and everything came out. It was a real clean job. I didn't have to dress it or nothing. Just a couple little cuts.
Figuratively pretty speaking.
Good stuff.
To add more to this, Vance calls me up. I'm like literally a mile off the road hunting out of the same outfit, but in Ohio where it's flat can be. And he calls me up and he's like, "Hey, I just shot a button buck." I'm like,
they fine you like $1 million per inch underneath the minimum or whatever. And, oh, that was fun.
And then I gave him, I'm like, "Well, there might be a Hail Mary here, but does it have nuts. Testicles? And Vance like flips a leg over on the phone. He's like, "Yep, they're right there."
I was like, "Hold on, let me check." Yep.
And I'm like, "Well, we should probably come clean." You just were sitting there all sassy. You had just shot a 10 point a day or two before. And you're just like, "I'm like, man, just go shoot a doe." And the first thing that comes trotting in
is a button buck. Yeah, I'm not a good hunter.
So. I'm just soaking all this in. I'm still here. I'm just taking this in.
Yeah. It's all good stuff.
All good stuff. Like Vance.
Yeah, this is great.
What else can you tell us about this tournament? Where can people sign up again? Remind people.
They're probably sign up on the website. You can register on the website.
Oh, that's great.
I'm not going to lose signal. I'm in the car driving.
Oh, you got me?
We got you now.
Yeah, now I should be good.
I've heard that before.
Man, I know. That's the second time. So you heard the figure8muskegear.com. Sign up on the website. Again, last day to early registration is end of the month, end of August. And then we'll close all registration normally around like the 14th of September, somewhere in there.
Nice.
All right. Now you said you've
come with the registration if you register early due to production time. So
early prediction, where and what is going to win it?
Well, I'm gonna bank on Stonewall again. It's won in the last 2 years. Another good note to people that are a little hesitant about fishing it. First year's team was that won it in 17. That was two very familiar names, Daryl Caesar and Jason Ritchie. Kentucky boys, again, never fished the lake. They came down and one fish won the tournament. Jason caught a giant 48 1/4 jigging a Bondi.
Okay, where did he get? That was 17, 2018.
That was 17. 2018.
Was the bass guy.
Was the bass guy, and he caught both his fish on bucktails.
What presentation do you think is going to win it? I'm just curious to make small talk.
I'm going to go with rubber this year.
I'm going to go trolling.
I'm going to go undisclosed jerk baits in the river.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's probably due for a river guy to win. So the first year, 17, the rivers were extremely, extremely low. We had hardly had any rain. 18 was just the opposite. We had a ton of rain, like a week before the tournament. I'm talking just poured for days, and every river in the state was blown out, which put most people on Stonewall or one of the other big lakes in the state.
How's the weather been this year?
So far it's been pretty good, really. I mean, we've had a rather wet summer for West Virginia, you know. I mean, we've had a lot of rain. but not any huge amounts. The river's been fishable most of the time, minus the temperature. I mean, it was too hot.
Third time.
Minus the sound, minus the voice, minus the words. The river has been good. Let me tell you a little about the river.
Tell me about the river, Vance.
The river's been blown out up here.
Has it?
Am I back yet?
You're back now.
You're back.
I can't believe this. I promise you, the areas I've dropped you, I never lose service here, ever.
Oh, yeah.
You never there. Fail to disappoint me.
Amber, oh, triple low blow. Amber, I don't know if you heard her. She said, same here.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's just fantastic, man.
You're in fifth place. But in fifth place, in this
was that Hayes that just spoke up in the back?
About, you get paid.
After you survive 8 years of marriage, Vance, you give me a ring back.
Hey, We've been married for 10 years.
We're still on the honeymoon, pal.
We've been together for 10 years.
It don't matter. She hadn't ate the wedding cake yet.
Wait. I could have sworn we did that at the wedding.
Yeah, she has now. It just has to soak in. Once they eat the wedding cake, you immediately become the dumbest guy in Pennsylvania.
Just
takes time to seep in.
All right, we'll see. I mean, you're giving me Andy talk now. You know,
Andy, how many married guys are just laughing, are going to be laughing right now because they know Vance has no idea what we're talking about?
I guarantee you a large percentage of them are thinking the same thing. I'm approaching my 10-year here in 1 month.
Trust me.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. We're both combat veterans here of the marriage.
Well done.
Takes work.
I'll show you, boys, how it's done.
Oh, God. This guy's still on the honeymoon. He's all big chest to me.
I'll show you how it's done.
He's probably walking around his camper right now with his arms puffed up like Ric Flair.
I mean, woo-hoo. It's just a natural thing for me. You know, I can't help that they're the size they are.
Speaking of Ric Flair, please keep all those videos coming.
Aren't those great?
Oh, I don't know where you're getting them because I'm a big Ric Flair fan. I like watching all that old ridiculous stuff. And
oh my gosh,
like the one you posted with the funeral, I've never seen that in my life.
The Big Show funeral. That's what we watched. I sent that to Andy, and I don't think that it really landed. But the old WWF stuff is just. It's pure gold. And it was good when you watched it as a kid, but when you watch it as an adult and your brain's kind of firing on different things, it makes you wonder why I was allowed to watch that as a kid. I mean, and I can just say this, the scene that we're talking about is a wrestler was completely made up. His father had died. And he was at a ceremony where apparently the WWF was filming, which would never happen. And a guy showed up and in a cop car, his name was Big Boss Man. And he chains up the casket and drives it away after he runs Big Show over with his car. Because
he drags it away. He doesn't drive it away. He drags it away.
The Big Show approached. He got on the hood of his car like he was going to beat him up. And so the Boss Man just hit the gas and naturally he went flying off. And then he was like pretending to be hurt and everybody was consoling him. He gets the casket. He chains it up. He drives it away. Big Show jumps on the casket and they're driving it like a good clip, like a musky trolling trip of like 4 mile an hour. And the Big Show just flips off for no reason. And that was the end of the scene. And if that doesn't make you laugh, then you don't have a heartbeat. When you're watching it.
I'm a bit confused.
There's something wrong with you.
What was the whole point of all that?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask these writers. I mean, it was just very pushing the envelope of being okay to put on television.
Oh, because for sure.
Their audience was just was young kids like myself, and then just, I don't know, degenerates.
Can you go back in time for us and kind of give us like what your thought process was when you're watching this for the first time?
Initially, when you're young, you think it's real.
Yeah, I knew that stuff was fake right from the get-go, so I didn't watch any of it. So that this is why it's interesting to me to hear you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought it was all real, you know. But it's kind of like the holidays. We can say there's no kid. Like the Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny stuff that my parents didn't want to say, you know, it's fake, you know.
Hey, you say there's no kids and my son's right here in the car, man.
Oh, that was a big mess up.
Sorry, my man.
Jesus.
He's sleeping. He should be sleeping already.
He is sleeping. But now that Amber crawled in the back seat with him.
Vance doesn't know the front seat, the back seat crawl.
One day he will know.
I treat my dogs like that. I've done that. You guys are underestimating the power of Big Chest Nation. I'm ready.
Oh my God. I can't wait for the podcast of 2027 when we're talking to Vance about this.
I'll show you how it's done. Oh, I can talk a big game until it happens.
This is great.
We're going to have to reference these.
Back to Ric Flair real quick. What do you think would happen if that, just imagine, I really want you to think on this hard because I talk about this with my friends. Things like Ric Flair. I'll give some other examples if you like, but let's stick to Ric Flair. What if they put that on TV today? Can you imagine how many people would just absolutely stroke out? The media would lose their mind. People would be demanding it be taken off the air.
Absolutely.
Oh, it would be just pure mayhem.
I mean, that's some of the storylines are unbelievable. What the Vince McMahon pushed the envelope that Ric Flair would be looked at as everything he says would be negative. It would be very political. Something would be drawn in there. He would be a sexist, all that stuff. You know, I was watching these things. At one point, there was another scene that involved a wrestler by the name of Triple H. He got in a casket and had sex with a corpse.
No. No.
Yes.
Please tell me you made that up, Vince.
I swear to God, dude, that was on there. It's like, what? Like, if you look up, like, top 10 most regrettable storylines.
Oh, my God.
That was on there, and he was like, oh, yeah. Like, it was really. Like
the Kool-Aid
really
man busting through like, a wall?
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Was it painted red?
It was insane. It was in a church. There was a casket. And
then
Triple H is in there, like, in his like, wrestling outfit. Just anybody that watches wrestling, anybody that doesn't watch wrestling, you could watch this stuff and either say, that is the most insane crap that I've ever seen, or you can just pee laughing. And it's been getting me through the days on the water and stuff.
So after a long trip of banging Fish Baby, you just go and just pull up like YouTube rabbit holes of old WWF clips.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gold.
It's gold. It's
my man, evening. My man, Dave loves that stuff too. I mean, we've been listening to it, watching it for pretty much this entire season. So.
All right. I'm going to send you something to watch later. Anybody listening should look this up. Anytime I need a good laugh on my boat, we play this. This is another movie. If this came out today, the media would freak out. It would be pulled from the theaters. I'm sure both of you have seen Sling Blade, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of the humor in there, and yeah, it would be, people would freak out.
Oh yeah,
but yeah. Just watch. Have you watched that in a long time? Has it been a while?
It's been a while.
Okay. I mean,
if people are going to listen, people are going to pretty much freak out after this podcast.
You can just search it, this particular clip. The guy, Dwight Yoakam's character's name is Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
Just look up Doyle, Sling Blade, Doyle loses it. And it's just like Dwight Yoakam going bananas for 2 minutes straight on his band and losing his mind on this kid in a wheelchair.
Oh, my. Oh, my God. I'm not going to laugh on the air.
No. Yeah, he. No, it's,
Brandon,
it's
are
gold.
You saying you find it this funny?
Gold. It's gold.
It's gold. Use correct
words. Don't you
talk
to me like that when I'm hurting, Linda. He talks down to his woman.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the media would have a field day.
Well, the social media is going to have a field day after we post this.
Yeah.
This one has literally been all over the place.
It is insane.
Let's kind of get back on track. You fished that St. Clair tournament recently. Tell us about that.
I did. I fished the Bondi Bait Muskie Slam.
Did you slam the muskies?
Me and my buddy. No, not really. But we had a great time. I did catch two muskies. I was happy with that.
Wow.
Huh? Oh. Amber said I lost some. Thanks for chiming in there. Amber reminded me of that.
You lost.
No, we did all right. I mean, we ended up finishing 17th out of 40 boats. I mean, that's not terrible for some guys from out of state winging it.
Well, mm-hmm. if you had not lost those fish, where would that have put you?
Well, the only fish really had pinned good, like good hooks in. I had it right up against the boat, actually. It almost made it to net. Anyhow, that fish would have put us around 12th.
Sounds like you had him pinned really good.
He was actually pinned pretty good because it was way out on the cast when he ate it.
Now,
it was like a 45-inch class fish. It was. I know that's most people don't get excited on St. Clair over a 45.
Yeah, but when you're pretty excited. You're in a tournament, though. That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah. No, we had a great time. Me and Jason Plant and Seth Thompson, we drove up, fished it, seen a lot of old friends, met some new ones. It was killer time. Well-ran tournament. Recommend it to anybody that wants to fish St. Clair on a tournament next year.
Whose boat did you fish out of?
We fished out of Jason Plant's.
What does Jason Plant have?
Jason Plant has. See, you gotta. I don't want to act like I can talk boats because I can't, unless it's river boats. But he has like the Cadillac Lund. I don't know what that would be, but this boat is ridiculous.
Glass or aluminum?
Pro V.
It's aluminum. I think. I don't know. It's glass. It's glass. It's like a whatever, literally, the top end loan you can get. That's what it was.
He has like $100,000 boat.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's a lot of boat.
It's a lot of boat. It sits way up out of the water. It's sweet, man. I mean, I probably don't appreciate it fully. I don't know a lot about lake boats.
So, like a four inch wave is a big wave to you.
Yes, and my G3 and my 1656 G3, yeah, it is.
Hey, I know all about that. I'm a river guy too. Getting a nice 4 or 5 inch wave on a river—that's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that is a sweet boat for sure. He's got a killer setup.
What won that tournament?
Man, it's just ridiculous. 16 fish won that tournament.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Was it a one-day quick event?
It was a day and a half of fishing. Day one was actually 14 hours, and day two was like 6 hours.
Yeah.
keep in mind, this was casting only. So 16 fish, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that's good. Yeah, I mean, if you would have came up, if you would have held your promise and came up and fished with me in October like you were going to last year, we cut, you know, 20 in a day that one day.
I know, man. I remember that. I remember you text messages. Literally, hey, like, taunting me about it.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's how I roll. Custom made from head to toe, Ric Flair.
Oh. Yeah, man, we had a good time up there.
Well,
sounds fun. Good for you.
Plan on going back next year.
I was just about to ask you, are you planning?
Yeah, yeah, we're going to try to go back next year. You know, my hall passes are going to, the number of hall passes I'm going to be able to get every year, as you know, Andy, they're going to go down with each kid.
I was
going to
ask, cool. Put Amber on the phone and see if you have permission.
I do already. Well, I actually already worked it out. She said I could go.
Sometimes you have to watch. Those can get revoked at a moment's notice.
Well,
as
it does, it does.
I'm not going to fully explain what might or might not happen the first the opener of Kentucky this year may or may not happen. So
I think you told me a little bit about that.
I know. We'll see.
If it gets revoked, it does. But I did try to set that up in stone when I got back.
That is the key here is anyone out there with a young family planning way out, you tend to get more yeses, and then you can fall back on the we agreed upon this.
Yes.
Some advice.
And I told her that would be like the only traveling tournament I would fish next year, period. So anything else I would fish would be like, you know, the Eric Workman tournament I fish here in West Virginia, the Jesse Carper tournament here local. No more, probably. That'll be the only traveling one.
You're not going to Vermilion?
I've got another big traveling tournament coming up in like 4 weeks. Me and my buddy Travis Diaz are fishing the PMTT mega event again.
Where's that at?
This year it's on Leech.
That's a haul for you.
Oh, yeah, I'm flying out. I'm flying out again. And now there is a catch on that one. I told, because, you know, the grand prize on that one's 50 grand and then it tears down. I think it pays 10 or 15 deep. Amber said if I brought home a check, I could go back to that one as well next year. But okay. I have to bring home money. So that's a pretty good deal.
Brandon.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you out here.
Okay. And Amber's no longer in earshot. So go ahead.
That's better. Give me the address to your hotel. I am going to mail you a letter that will have a check in it from Fat AZ.
Okay.
You catch my drift?
Yes.
It's not going to be for a lot, but it's going to be a check.
Hey, I might have an even better plan.
Let's hear
it. Why don't you make it? You make it for a lot.
Okay.
And then when I get home, I'll mail you a check back for the same amount.
I'll tell you what, if you double your amount, you're a deal.
That's a terrible deal.
I don't know if you'd actually send it back. That would be my concern.
If you don't know that, you just don't know me well, Dan, and I'm disappointed. I would do that for you, Andy. I would mail you a check to Kentucky so you could hunt big deer again, and I wouldn't even question that I'm going to get my money back.
Well, I think that I've had a proven track record. I just look at your parroting just in the last couple weeks, and I have to be suspect. I just coming clean.
Why do I do this?
Because you know it's fun, and people like to hear the struggles.
It is fun, man.
Well, let's wrap this up. Let's hit the plugs one more time. Hit the tournament one more time.
Brandon, be serious. This is go time. Put it all out there now. Game face.
All right, game face. All right. Figure eight musky gear, www.figure8muskygear.com. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook.
love to see some more PA boats, out-of-state boats. We've already got teams from five states, a couple from PA. Would love to see some more PA guys make it down. If you have any questions, you're not sure where to fish, if you want to pick my brain at all about fishing West Virginia, I would be glad to steer you in the right direction. Real simple. If you're a lake guy, Stonewall is a really big lake for West Virginia anyhow. A lot of fish, really good numbers, and a lot of big fish. So check out Stonewall. Do some research there. We do have a block of rooms at the resort. In fact, that just happened today. If you want to stay at Stonewall Resort, you can call and book under Figure 8 Muskie Gear room block, and you'll get a discounted rate. That's only good through August 27th.
Ooh, that's even before the end of early registration discount.
It is. They pretty much gave me 10 days for people to call in and book the room. I think the rate's like $149. I know that's still kind of on the high side, but I mean, this is one of the nicer resorts in West Virginia. Hey, for you married guys, it's a great excuse to go fish a tournament. You can bring your wife along, even though you're bringing buddy fishing. Let her do the hang out at the resort. Tons to do for the females. Again, check out the Bondi Bait Muskie Slam next year at St. Clair. Bondi was nice enough to, they're the main sponsor for us again this year, our main sponsor for the Muskie in the Mountains. Really appreciate John Bondi doing that again for us. Appreciate, Andy and Vance and Todd for being a sponsor again. And, the list is too long to name everybody, but you can check out all our sponsors on, the website where you register. You'll see everyone listed is behind the Muskie in the Mountains tournament. And I will say we do have a really awesome banquet, great food. We've always got good music. We're having Caleb Mabry back again this year. He's from Kentucky, really great musician. And I think I've hit all the points. We'll do the big raffle table, which is huge. 99%. Everybody that came last year came to the banquet left with at least one bait. At least one bait. Most guys left with 5, 6, 7 baits.
That's incredible. Awesome.
That's it, guys. I think that's it for me on my plugs.
All right. Well, then
Appreciate you having me on. Appreciate you. It's fun. Thanks for kicking me square in the nuts a couple times. And you had my wife. Jumping in on me too, which I get enough of at home, but that's all right.
It made it that much better.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot for having me.
Hey, not a problem. We enjoy having you on. It's a lot of fun. We didn't really.
Thanks for coming on, Brandon. You're the man.
All right, man.
All right.
You
well,
guys
I'm gonna
through anything, or this is a wrap.
I'm gonna be hammering these plugs out real quick.
All right.
Big thanks, Fat Easy Muskie Products, fateasymuskie.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Muddy Creek Fishing Guides, mcfishingguides.com. We share a Instagram account. Vance runs that. You can also find them on Facebook, St. Croix Rods, Best Rods on Earth, Muskies Inc., nationwide, one voice. It's incredible. Great things can happen. Put forth a little effort. Join your Muskie Inc. chapter. It's the dues itself are worth the magazine you get. It's really cool stuff. Monthly meetings, local tournaments, some cool things going on. We've talked at length about this. Baker Bates, big thanks to Zach. Muskie Max coming up in March. Vendors, get on the list. Booths are filling up fast. We'll be talking more about that here in the coming months. The Muskie in the Mountain Beast, the Muskies in the Mountain. I'm messing up my tournaments.
Come on, man.
I'm trying.
Muskie
okay.
In the Mountain Beast.
The Beast from the East. It's in the National Forest area. Come on, there's mountains there. So good thing this is the end of the show. I'm exhausted. Brandon just is so stressful on me. So,
I know.
Yeah. Nittany Valley Muskie Alliance is putting on the BCE's fly fishing tournament. That is coming up October. So we'll talk a little bit more about it here coming up. And Vic's Marine Sports Center, Ranger Boats. Is there anything else, Vance, since you can sit there and laugh at me?
Beasts.
What?
Beasts.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the Beats by Dre that happened before the show.
I was talking about Muskie in the Mountain Beast.
We are all over the board. And I did, like you said, it's late. I'm exhausted. I did mean to drop Red October Tubes. They are our gold sponsor again for the tournament, which means they're pitching in on the food to help feed everybody. And then I'll backtrack again real quick, since we're all over the board kind of show. So back to the Bondi Slam real quick.
Okay, let's hit this up.
I fished my tail off for like 10 hours. Could not get a fish to go on anything. And people already know that follow my personal fishing back when I really used to fish a lot before I started making humans. Tubes are like a go-to for me in my box. So I got a tube out. I actually got one of my buddy Jason's tubes out and threw it out. I've been fishing like half an hour, man. About 12 hours in on day one and stuck 44. And then the next day, I kept the tube on and caught a 41 and lost, like I said, lost another one at the boat. All on the tube, baby. On to claw fish, baby.
I like it.
Now, were you just casting the tube, or were you like jigging it?
Casting and ripping the tube.
Ripping
tubes.
They
can't take it. They hate them.
Very nice. Anything else that we forgot, Vance, Brandon?
No, we're good.
All right, guys. If you're listening this far in, you've experienced one heck of a ride, and I thank you. Good luck fishing.
All right. All right. Good luck. See y'all.
See ya.